Remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Officials in Afghanistan say a group of gunmen, reportedly including two suicide bombers, assaulted Afghanistan's main military hospital in Kabul Tuesday, killing at least 15 people and wounding many more. A spokesman for the Taliban government, Bilal Karimi, said the assault began with a powerful explosion at the entrance to the hospital in the Afghan capital's Wazir Akbar Khan neighborhood. The spokesman said a second bomb went off inside the facility. Karimi told VOA Taliban forces engaged the assailants in a gun battle that killed four of them, while one was captured alive to bring to an end the siege at the Sardar Muhammad Dawood Khan Hospital. The spokesman said investigations were underway to determine the circumstances that led to the attack. There were no claims of responsibility. The official Afghan news agency, however, quoted witnesses as saying Daesh was behind the raid. The official used a local name for the regional affiliate of the Islamic State, known as Islamic State Khorasan Province. It gave no further details. Islamic State militants have attacked the military hospital several times in recent years. U.S. President Joe Biden Tuesday announced a sweeping U.S. plan to reduce methane emissions as leaders from more than 100 nations met for a second day of talks at the U.N. Climate Change Conference in Glasgow. Methane, the simplest hydrocarbon, is a leading greenhouse gas and is produced in the transport and production of coal, natural gas, and oil. Landfills and agriculture, particularly raising livestock, also produce large amounts of methane. The plan to cut U.S. methane emissions pulls together different sectors of the U.S. government, including the Departments of Energy, Agriculture, Transportation, Housing, and the Interior. The plan is designed to bring the U.S. in line with Tuesday's Global Methane Pledge, in which at least 80 of the world's largest emitters committed to reducing overall methane emissions. This is VOA News. A U.S. emissary said Tuesday the Sudanese military showed restraint during anti-coup demonstrations in the country Saturday, indicating to him the military might be willing to return to a power-sharing agreement to run the country. U.S. Special Envoy for the Horn of Africa, Jeffrey Feltman, expressed his take on the situation in a telephone briefing with reporters. He made the assertion despite the military's fatal shooting of three protesters during the demonstrations. Feltman acknowledged the deaths were excessive, but said, by and large, security services exercised restraint and upheld their obligations to respect human rights. He noted the death toll was not higher because demonstrators did not approach sensitive military locations. He said this was evidence for him that Sudanese protesters also understood they have to be careful to get themselves out of this crisis and find a way back to the civilian-military partnership that had been governing the country. Sudan's military overthrew the country's transitional government October 25th and put acting Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok under house arrest. Military Chief General Abdel Fattah el-Burhan said the coup was necessary to avoid a civil war. Voters are casting ballots Tuesday for governor in the U.S. states of Virginia and New Jersey, two closely watched races ahead of next year's midterm congressional elections. In Virginia, Democrat Terry McAuliffe, who served as the state's governor from 2014 to 2018, is facing Republican Glenn Youngkin, a political newcomer. McAuliffe, who has run a campaign linking Youngkin to former President Donald Trump, has seen his lead in opinion polls slide in recent months. In New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy is seeking to become the first Democratic governor in the state to win re-election in 44 years, as he faces a challenge from a former state legislator, Republican Jack Cittarelli. The U.S. space agency NASA announced Tuesday is delaying the launch of the agency's SpaceX Crew 3 mission to the International Space Station, originally scheduled for Wednesday, due to a minor medical issue involving one of its crew members. In a release on its website, the agency says the issue is not a medical emergency and not related to COVID-19. The agency says it takes every effort to protect the crew prior to a launch through a health stabilization plan. NASA says teams will continue to monitor crew health as they evaluate potential launch opportunities at the end of this week. The next earliest possible opportunity for launch is Saturday, November 6th. The Crew 3 astronauts will remain in quarantine at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida while preparing for their trip. The Crew 3 flight will carry three NASA astronauts, including Mission Commander Raja Shari, Pilot Tom Marshburn, and Mission Specialist Kyla Barron, as well as European Space Agency astronaut and Mission Specialist Matthias Maurer. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Best music now, VOA 1.